Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland, here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. As always, our studio lines are open. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 316-869-1330. I do want to hear from you tonight. Call in, especially if you happen to be that tool who's been running around southwest Wichita and southwest Sedgwick County spray painting BLM on Republican candidates 4x8s. I would love to hear from you, and I could give you a piece of my mind this evening. Would love to have that conversation. Feel free to call. We'll put you at the top of the list if you have the guts to call in tonight. We have an incredible lineup for you this evening. Mr. Taxman himself, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, is going to join us to talk about how Joe Biden has broken his middle-class tax pledge. Big surprise there. We'll talk and get a little bit of a U.S. Senate campaign update from Bob Hamilton. Fox News contributor, if you watch Fox News, you're going to recognize Mark Thiessen's voice. He's a Washington Post columnist. He recently had the opportunity to sit down with President Trump for an exclusive one-on-one interview, and we'll talk to Mark about that interview coming up here in a little while. We'll talk with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government about the socialist plan to defeat the president in November. And Chris Shmulinski from Numbers USA is going to explain to us how Biden's unity plan, there's not much unity in this plan, by the way, for immigration, basically capitulates to the radical left wing of the party. It's one more instance where Joe Biden has just gone full out leftist on us. We'll talk to Chris Shmulinski here in a little while about that. So again, lines are open, 316-869-1330. Love to hear from you. And one of the things that has come up, everybody knows, Governor Kelly plans to issue an executive order this week delaying the start of Kansas's schools until Labor Day. Now, keep in mind, a new state law passed during the 2020 legislative session requires the Kansas Board of Education to approve orders that affect the opening or closing of schools, fortunately. So she doesn't have complete authority. The school board's going to have to approve that. And don't get me wrong here. I think we all have to make sure that the kids go back to school, that it's done safely, the teachers are safe, the kids are safe. But this is a terrible idea to delay until September the opening of schools. School closures come at a significant cost. Many kids do not learn as well virtually. A recent Wall Street Journal article states that students already have suffered either anywhere from a 32 to a 38% reduction in reading gains and a 50 to 63% reduction in math gains over their previous year. Think about that. The longer we keep these kids out of school, the less they retain their knowledge from the previous year. They're falling behind. What's even worse, at-risk and lower-income kids are disproportionately impacted. They don't have the same access to computers and Wi-Fi and other tools to take advantage of virtual learning. Many won't get the nutrition they need, according to a study released this week by the Kansas Board of Education. Their own study says these kids need to be back in school. Kids who are being abused or suffer from depression or suicidal thoughts are most often detected and protected by going to school. We lose this important detection method if kids are not in school. What's the disconnect here? Laura Kelly is supposed to be the education governor, and yet she keeps wanting to shut down schools. Now, I know the chicken littles out there will say, what about the China coronavirus? The kids might get infected. Yeah, well, they might drown in a bathtub, too. We don't stop them from bathing. School-age kids are the least vulnerable demographic against COVID. Recent studies show the risk of children spreading COVID to adults is not nearly as high as some suspected, which is borne out by the experiences in Europe and Asia where schools have successfully opened without spikes. According to the CDC, from February 1st through July 11th, while tragic, there have been only 31 children under the age of 14 who've died from the coronavirus in the United States. 31 children, that's not in Kansas, in the United States. Now, to give you some perspective on those numbers, every 15 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world. 15 child fatalities occur every year from playground equipment. Is Laura Kelly going to shut down the playgrounds? Since 2004 through 2005, flu-related deaths in children reported to the CDC during regular flu seasons have ranged anywhere from 37 to 187 deaths in 2018. Again, 31 COVID-19 deaths, 187 flu deaths in 2018. According to the CDC, approximately 12,000 children and young adults aged 1 to 19 years die from unintentional injuries every year. Accidents. Falls are the leading cause of non-fatal injury in children. Is the governor going to close all the playground equipment? Is she going to prevent all kids from falling because some kids might get hurt? Look, the same steps keeping private businesses and foreign schools safe can keep our kids safe. Private businesses are keeping workers safe every day. COVID-19 is not spreading at private businesses. It's working in private schools. It's working in businesses. It can work for schools. Schools have reopened, as I mentioned, in Asia and Europe, and we're not seeing contagion spread as many had feared. If it's working there, it can work here. The CDC and various states have put out protocols that will help keep kids and teachers safe. Keep in mind, working parents and the economy at large will be hurt significantly if schools stay closed. According to the Wall Street Journal, 30% of healthcare workers could be impacted. People may be forced to choose between work and kids. Those that work from home will have their productivity impacted if they're also having to care for their kids. We all know a bad economy has its own health risks that should be considered. We've just been through one. Malnutrition, increased homelessness, increased suicide, boredom. We can't afford to do this again. We've been down this road. If Governor Kelly is allowed to order these schools to close through September. If this stands, the impact on the workforce of needing to care for school-aged children will be a significant drag on an economy that is struggling to recover. Here's the bottom line, folks. If you want schools to open on time, contact your school board member. If you think local school boards should make these decisions, not our authoritarian dictator in residence at Cedar Crest, contact your school board member. If you think a one-size-fits-all school closure plan is not the way to go, contact your school board member. Some of them, like Kathy Bush from State Board District 8 here in Wichita, are up for re-election. Let them know if they don't oppose the governor's plan, you'll show your displeasure on August 4th. That's the best way, trust me, to let these folks know what you want. Let them know you support local schools opening in the fall and local school districts making these decisions, and politely ask them to vote against the governor's executive order. It's easy. I guarantee you they're eager to hear from you. If you don't, the KNEA and the KASB will be making these decisions, not parents and teachers. Coming up after the break, Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA is going to explain to us how Joe Biden's unity plan is really just capitulating to the left. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.